Lazy Mota Productions presents the Oh Fuck My Mom's Home podcast. This is unofficially sponsored by Green Sativa, Weed Maps 2020 dispensary of the whole fucking world and shit. They unofficially sponsored the Oh Fuck My Mom's Home podcast. And on Big Lou, Jesse Retardo Martinez, we got O'Shea Bargus in the house. He's right here. Let me pause the... Oh, fuck. I hope I don't get clunked on the doomsday. I'm still mourning Doom right now, bro. I'm sad.
Doom died?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even hear that.
He died, but he died in October, too, bro. He died October 30th.
Oh, he's having a fun night, wasn't he?
I don't know, dude. That and he's overweight, dude. He's like the fattest rap guy in the game.
Fatter than Killer Mike, dude.
Oh, man. Remember the Fat Boys way back in the day?
No.
How old are you, O'Shea?
27.
Oh, yeah. I got you beat hardcore, bro. I was an 80s baby. Like, they had this movie. Check out.
What are you, like 65?
Huh?
I think you're older than time.
No. In drug years, I'm like 70. I got to be 70.
You
dude.
Were born the same time as It and that Cosmic
no,
Turtle.
I'm 81, bro. 1981.
Yeah, you're like Jelly Roll Morton. They'll cut you up and it's like, this guy's 90, right? Post mortem, they'll think you're
they'll
an elderly
like,
man.
Look, his spinal's an acid drip, bro. His whole spinal cord is just LSD and fucking craziness. Nah, I did. So I did a lot of drugs, bro. Mm-hmm. I am fucking older than I don't feel old.
Kid, you didn't do drugs. You are drugs.
I am drugs.
You're Salvador Dali.
I told tall guy, he's like, I want to get high. And I was like, why don't you just drink my pee, bro?
There's meth in it.
Or no, I got a conspiracy
Get some
theory.
Reclaim.
I got a theory on my plasma. I think people love my plasma.
What's plasma?
You know, when you give blood, they do plasma.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah,
I can't
so.
Give plasma. My blood's pussy.
Oh, yeah?
Pussy blood.
No, so I do plasma. I talk shit, say that it's feeding the vampires, but dude, just
like
think
that shitty movie
just,
from like 10 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, just think who fucking gets my blood.
Oof.
Like they probably get that THC warm feeling.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get a little jolt because I did a little bit of blocaine the night before, dude. You know
a
what I mean?
A little bit of panache.
I bet you people love my fucking plasma, dude.
Yeah, just, literally blood doping. That's what you're doing.
Oh, man. So you're working at a liquor store now, huh? You brought
yes.
a lot of good goodies, dude. Fucking
yes.
Some seltzer
this,
waters.
This podcast is unofficially sponsored by Nude Seltzer. Nude Seltzer. Get naked with it,
hell
bitch.
Yeah. Get naked with Hoochie Mamas, dude. I'm down.
Just make sure you don't leave them alone in your room.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fuck. Don't talk. Don't say nothing about that, bro. Fucking it's bad news.
That's just a story as old as time.
Yeah, that's how it goes, bro. Fuck you. Try to help people out. They fucking hit you fucking hard, bro. And they kick you right in the dick. People just be kicking people in the dicks, dude.
At the same time, you're getting your dick sucked. So yeah. Fair trade, right?
So today's podcast comes on a crazy day. They fucking stormed. What is it called again?
Senate building or something?
Yeah, yeah. But the what is it? Starts with the L, the Requiem?
The titty building.
They capitaled the Capitol.
Capitol.
Yeah, they didn't let the vote go through for Biden today, dude. They're like, hell, nah, bro.
They didn't let it. It happened.
This sex robot is not ruling America yet, bitch, dude. Fuck you, bro.
Oh. It looks like every time Biden's on television doing something, they just pulled him out of a sleeve and he was covered in mineral jelly. Like, he looks like a single-use president.
Yeah, dude, they shoot him up with some fucking good old meth butts.
He doesn't
meth.
Have a belly button like Kyle XY.
Oh, man, he's fucked up, bro. I don't know. Nobody could be that dumb, bro. Like, not
if
even
you're
not
senile.
Serious, right before the election, like a week before the election, I heard him say this on the news. He goes, I'm Joe Biden, I'm a Democrat, and I'm running for Congress.
Ooh.
It's like, dude, you're not running for Congress, you're running for the fucking President of the United States, bro.
Let me just do a disclaimer. We do not support the storming of the Capitol building. We're shitting on
yeah.
both sides.
Yeah, no, dude. We, whatever, whoever comes out winning... At the end of all this,
yeah,
that's who we're supporting right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I support the winning team.
I support
Go
the
Mets.
Winning team. Dude, I'm down with Joe Biden. Hunter's going to get us free crack. I'm down,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, from Ukraine.
Fucking Ukraine doesn't got good crack, but I'm pretty sure he's
I'm sure Ukraine has pretty decent crack.
I bet you the fucking the Arkansas Mafia with fucking Hillary Clinton's going to start bringing that cocaine straight in from Colombia again and shit, you know?
I didn't get a beer. I'm an idiot.
Oh, what an idiot, dude. You brought me a seltzer and you didn't get you a beer?
I'm a fucking idiot.
But what do you know? You know what's up about that fucking crazy cocaine money the Clintons were in or what?
What cocaine money?
They're part of the fucking Arkansas Mafia, dude.
They're La Cosa Nostra, dude?
Nah, they like the Barry Siegel shit, bro.
Barry Siegel? No, I haven't heard about
this. The Tom Cruise movie where they were flying coke back into Arkansas?
No,
idea. That's all fucking Clinton shit, bro.
They've had a fucking finger in every illegal pie.
Oh, yeah, dude. I heard.
Since the fucking 70s, probably.
The best thing I've ever heard about the Clintons, which makes me think Hunter Biden ain't shit, bro. Hunter Biden ain't shit because when Bill Clinton was the president, dude, they hung crack pipes from the fucking Christmas tree in the fucking White House, bro. And
that's right.
Yeah, that's the Secret Service said. That's what happened at the party was they invited people over for Christmas and they hung crack pipes from the Christmas tree and you grabbed a crack pipe and you went over and smoked crack in the White House, bro. He said, this is straight Secret Service shit, bro. You know what I mean?
I don't believe this, but it's not out of the realm of possibility.
I believe it, dude, because fuck, Bill Clinton, dude, fuck all those fucking ugly bitches, you gotta be high on crack, bud. I almost let some bitch suck my dick, she only had like 4 teeth in her whole head, bud, and I was all high on crack. Never again, bro.
You gotta get past the superficial.
I made a rule after I almost let that bitch suck my dick. I said, if I ever let a girl suck my dick, she has to have 8 to 10 teeth consecutively.
Jesus. You're still going single digits?
Consecutively. At least, even if there's one missing up here, she has to have 10 going the other
way. Honestly, man, my rule is you got to have as many teeth as are letters in the alphabet. Or more.
So
if you got 36 teeth, that's
tops
cool.
Tops are just bottoms. That's cool with you. Just all tops or all bottoms.
If your wisdom teeth came in, you didn't have them removed. That's a plus.
Oh, man.
Got good genes.
Oh, man. I had my wisdom teeth came in, and then I got braces, right?
Yeah.
Well, the wire from my braces scraped into the side of one of my back teeth.
Oh, geez.
So it kept getting the cavity.
You just got a big fucking groove on it.
They would put a filling in it. And then, like, a year and a half later, it'd fall out, and I'd have fucking crazy-ass migraines and shit. So I went to the dentist, like, about 6-7 years ago, and I said, just fucking pull the motherfucker out, dude.
Yeah.
And the lady's like, all right, I can do that because we fixed it a year and a half ago, and it's just going to keep fucking up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's in the gum line. It's all fucked up. I said, yeah, just take it out. So this chick gets the biggest tooth fucking grabber.
Extractor.
Yeah.
Big fucking
breaker bar in your mouth. And tries to get it. And she's all, it wouldn't fit over my tooth, bud.
Oh, Jesus.
So she's all, give me the vice grips, bud. So these bitches go grips. Into a fucking toolbox, dog.
Get rusty fucking, on the fucking edges.
Yeah, no, they fucking sterile. They sprayed it down. But they get it and like that. And I could hear it like.
It sounds like you went to a veterinarian. Dude. Those were dogs barking in the other room.
This is Dr. Martinez, bud, over there on 38th and Tennyson, bud.
Supporting Comfort Dental, minority baby. Businesses, dude.
Fuck, dog. That fucking lady, she's like, what about the rest of your teeth? I was like, they're fine.
They're good.
I was like, they don't hurt.
I can't feel them, but they don't hurt.
Yeah, nah. Nah, because I chewed tobacco back in the day, all that shit, dude. I have bad front gums, dude, on my bottom, bro.
Yeah, yeah. You got gingivitis. Yeah. I had my my wisdom teeth taken out when I was in Kuwait. And I have like an unfused hard palate on the top of my mouth on the left side.
Yeah.
And they pulled the tooth out and I could hear inside my whole head. There was a hole going from my nasal cavity to my mouth.
Oh, shit.
It was bad. They sewed it up real quick, but fucking... They had no idea that there was a big hole there. It's called an ectopic eruption of the molar.
Because I like those bone headphones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hearing shit
those,
inside.
Yeah, those fucking eyeglasses that have a speaker.
Yeah, no.
Play your tympanic valve.
Oh, man. When I split my ear, dude, I could fucking hear my ear throbbing.
Oof.
Because I fucking hit it. I must have had a concussion too, bud, but I had to get the fuck out of there. I fucking smashed into the back of this dude's fucking Ford Explorer, bro, driving to go do Postmates during COVID season.
And then started. You could hear your hair growing.
Oh, no, dude. I fucking hit so hard, bro. Like, I almost got hit by a car, and I swerved out of the way, and I hit right into the back of this guy's car. Boom! And I just remember, like that, and I went like this, and I'm like in the back of his car, bro. I went through the window with my head, bro. I broke the window with my head.
Holy
look at
shit.
My ear.
Oh, I see it.
Fucking it split all the way down and around, bud.
It looks like you pushed it back together like Play-Doh.
No, I did. I did, kind of. I had it taped like fucking Tyson bit me.
Caught you with that canine.
But I hit that fool's shit so hard. Bam! And I fucking like came to. And I'm like, fuck. And I'm looking for my phone. My phone's on the ground. I grab my phone, put the battery in it. And I'm like, oh, shit. And then this dude comes out of his house. And I look at his car, dude. And the whole window is just shattered.
Jesus
gone,
Christ.
Dude. And I did that shit with my head, bro.
You had a shredded ear like a dog in
a
Disney cartoon.
And then all of a sudden I felt some blood drop like that. And I go like this. I go like this. I touch my head. And then I go down
no
like
blood,
this.
And that's wet.
And then, oh, my ear's wet. And then I go like this. And I just put my finger through my ear like this. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then that dude goes, stay right there. I was like, I'll stay right here. And then right when he leaves, I straighten my wheel because I bent my fucking wheel. I straighten my wheel out and I fucking pedal away. Boom, 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 boom. And then I was like, fuck this,
what,
bro.
You were on a bike?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I fucking hit that shit hard, bro, with my head, dog. It was fun, bro. I took off and then since I had two bandanas because it was COVID season, I put one around my head like I was a Civil War. Guy just had it around my ear.
A bullet.
Yeah. you got any good COVID stories? How was your COVID season?
Not really. I've just been at fucking home going insane.
Yeah.
But that story reminded me of when I got hit by a car.
Oh, yeah?
When did
you get hit by a car?
I was on foot. This was in like 2016 or something.
Where at?
Portland, Maine.
Oh, all right.
I was, I hadn't actually started comedy yet. This might have been 2015.
Everybody that gets hit by a car or head injury, Roseanne, we're all good comedians.
We get
it. We're cool, bro.
No, I was in Portland, Maine trying to find an open mic. So I was just going from bar to bar. And then I went to this like nice fancy whiskey bar. And they're like, oh, go to the old part of town where all the streets are cobblestone. And I was like, hell yeah. And I almost ran out without paying my tab. And then I get out and there's this big stupid 5-lane intersection. It's like 1 a.m. Way the fuck too late for an open mic, actually. And there's, like, a bunch of, like, 10-ton trucks with, like, fucking gravel and shit in them. So I was like, I'm not going to play around in this intersection. I'm going to skirt these trucks, go behind them, try to cross the street. So I looked left. It was cool. And then I passed the truck, and then I looked right, and I saw the sky. And I was weightless. And I was like, oh, shit, I just got hit by it. And then I slammed the ground, rolled, and stood up. Car. I just got hit by a car. And I'm not even sure I hit the ground. I might have like got hip tossed and landed on my feet, and then I snapped back into consciousness. And then I walked around to the front. It was this like shitty like Subaru hatchback. And then there was a giant just spider crack on the windshield. And I was like, that's not good. And then the guy got out and I was like, are you okay? I say to the driver who just hit me. And then the guy's like, oh, my God, my windshield. And I was like, okay, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to go sit on this Starbucks windowsill and wait for an ambulance. And the guy just wouldn't shut the fuck up. Just like, oh, my God, oh, I don't have the money to pay for this. And like some guy's like calling me an ambulance because everything in my pockets had just flown out. I lost the keys.
In snowboard terms, that's a yard sale.
I got yard sale real hard, dude. I got wagon wheeled. I went spinning in midair, dude. And people were like someone saw my wallet. My phone was in the like windshield wiper area of that fucking car. Someone grabbed that and gave it to me. I lost those keys. There was like a bottle cap from my fraternity that they gave me when I joined that I just lost that forever. And this guy's like, my fucking windshield. God damn it, I'm not going to be able to pay for this. And I was like, hey, you didn't kill someone tonight. Mm-hmm. Take the small victories.
Yeah.
And the guy calling an ambulance is like, maybe don't yell at that guy.
I got I was still driving Lyft. I was doing open mics right when I started doing open mics, bro. Mm-hmm. And it was like the end of baseball season. And I'm right there by the stadium, dude. And I get the green arrow and I go. I fucking hit this old fucking Mexican guy on a bike, dude. On a bike, dude. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I stopped. Well, he like put his leg up.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit it.
In
hit
the
him,
being
and
hit
fell,
by a car position.
And he fell off. He fell off this way, but I ran over his bike.
Yeah.
So I
Lucky
backed
him.
Up. Dude, I was just fucking taking a big old hit. I'm not even joking. I just got done taking a big old hit. The light turned green, and I was fucking driving.
You didn't even have your hands on the wheel. Just hit the gas. Like, it'll go straight for a second.
No, yeah, dude. I was just rolling a little bit, dude. And I had just grabbed the wheel, and I went to turn, and this dude fucking comes out of nowhere, dude.
Jesus.
So I stop, I pull off of his bike, and I do the smart thing. I pull into the little parking lot right there, bro,
mm-hmm.
and I get all my dope, and I throw it in the trunk, and I go over there, and I wait for the cops. The cops show up, dude. They got me on camera. They're like, who are you? I was like, here's all my stuff. I was like, I got the green arrow. This guy came off the curb on his bike, and I hit him. And the cops go, he came off the curb, right? And I was like, yeah. And I know the rules on your bike downtown,
yeah.
dude. You can't drive on
Do
the curb. You got
to
drive in the fucking street, bud. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Or it's a ticket. So this dude's little nephew's talking shit to me. You're going to pay for the ambulance. You're going to pay for everything. You're going to fucking owe us all kinds of money.
Mm.
And I was like, I wouldn't fucking be talking shit to me, bro. I know the rules, bro. And he's been doing that. He's been talking shit to me for the past 10 minutes till the cops got there, bro, in my face. Like, I almost knocked the fucking kid out, bro.
Yeah, that shit is the worst. Don't talk. Just let the insurance settle.
And then,
it doesn't matter.
But then, fucking after all that shit, dude, the cops go, he came off the curb. He goes, sir, you're in the wrong. Do you still want this ambulance? It's going to cost you fucking $800.
It's going to be way too much.
The nephew's like, fuck it, he's paying for it. And fucking the cops are like, you don't talk to him no more. And then go, Mr. Martinez, you go have a great day. And I was like, all right, have a good day. I need to get my jacket out of the trunk.
Dude,
I got my
thank
jacket
God.
Out of the trunk. I fucking left, dude. Fucking
thank God no one in that altercation was white. Because the other
dude,
person would be fucked over.
Oh, bro, I was
thank
fucking
Thank God crying. You hit a guy that was the same race as you.
Dude, 6 months later, bro. They sent me a check for $60, bud, for restitution for scratches on my car, bud.
That's hilarious.
That's fucked up, bro. But that's how it goes, dude.
Yeah, I think I got like $150 from that guy hitting me.
Mm-hmm.
Did not even touch the fucking ambulance bill.
Shit, dude. I owed a gang of money for a fucking concussion snowboarding, dude.
No shit.
I couldn't.
Yeah,
but
that's a lot
I
of money because
no,
those fucking.
I didn't have no insurance, but
the rescue guys. That's a lot of money for those fucking
no,
dudes in red jackets.
No, it's not even those because they fucking found me down by the fucking. They found me down by the lift lines, all fucking.
Oh, that's good.
All fucked up. But the ambulance ride down was fucking like 4 G's, 5 G's.
Oof.
And then I never paid it, dude. Never ever paid it. So it was like $10,000. Until they finally dropped it like 3 years ago.
Oh, that's good.
But the ambulance ride and the hospital was like 3 G's. They stopped asking for money after 7 years. And then the doctor's fee for the doctor to see me and give me fucking 8 Vicodins was like fucking was 4 G's. And he's like,
oof.
Give me your information. Write me a letter. Here's my address. He's like, and I'm going to drop this pro bono so he could claim it on taxes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so the fucking doctor was cool, but fuck, I owed a grip of money for a long time, dude.
Yeah, dude, I still owe, like, I think, like $2,000 in hospital bills. because I kept going to the doctor because I have like fucking fissures in my asshole. I got cuts in my butt. That's how I like to affectionately call it. And they were like, let's do a colonoscopy. Let's do all this shit. And I didn't even have a ride home. So I went there. They put a camera in my butt and felt like a fucking alien finger and all that shit. And then like 6 months went by, nothing. And then they charged me for like 3 doctor's visits. And one of the bills went into collection and they never fucking called me.
Yeah, no, that's how they that's one good thing is they, like, I don't have no credit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I was about to say,
I don't think your credit
exists. I don't
have
no credit, dude, at all, bro. I never fucking got an apartment or bought a car.
Yeah, I already have bad credit, so I skipped out on paying that bill for, like, 4 months.
But, like, fucking that shit doesn't show up on credit, and they can't ask for money after 8 years for any hospital shit.
That's pretty cool.
That's like, but, yeah, know the rules, know the rights, bro. Fuck, dog.
Yeah, fuck
I'm trying to get ahead, dude. Fucking trying to learn the business side of some comedy shit right now, dude. Yeah. It's fucking hard, bro. It's different.
It is, and I think the biggest hurdle for that is just we're comics, so we're the creative. So it just doesn't fucking sink into our stupid creative heads.
Yeah, I don't want nobody to manage me. I don't want nobody to tell me what to do. But in the same sense, man, you need people to help you out.
Yeah,
too,
you need someone to advocate for you that isn't, like, distracted
by
what you're
doing.
What
got you into comedy?
Just, like, growing up, my dad would always play Carlin and Pryor and stuff like that. And always watching movies.
We used to always rent Eddie Murphy's Raw at the video store back in the day, dude.
The movie that probably is the biggest influence for me from, like, real young is Jojo Dancer. You know that movie?
Yeah.
That's a fucking great movie.
That's right. I love all the old school movies. Like, man, I love...
Dude, Silver Streak is probably Gene Wilder's, like, best movie.
Gene Wilder. I love all of them. I like...
Hear No Evil, See No Evil. I fucking love that movie, dude. So good.
So that the you're just describing all the movies we used to rent at 7-Eleven back in the day when 7-Eleven used to rent movies.
Yeah, I think you
over
can
there
still rent VHS
shit,
tapes in grocery stores in Montana, and that's where we got them.
Yeah, no, we used to rent VHS tapes at 7-Eleven in Golden over there, man. And those you just described, or you just said every fucking movie we
every
used to fucking
movie.
Watch. Me
Dude,
and
The
my dad.
Toy is my favorite Pryor movie, I think. I fucking love that movie.
That's like
a little 12-year-old boy buys a
Harlem
black man.
Harlem Nights is the shit too, dude. Harlem Nights is OG, bro.
Oh damn! My dad one
you
day
shot off my pinky toe, dude.
One day, my dad just came home with a station wagon filled floor to ceiling with stolen Blockbuster VHS tapes, and I'd also never seen that station wagon, so I don't know if he stole the tapes in a car he just bought, or stole a car and then there were tapes in the back. It's just a lucky twofer.
Just a lucky. I got lucky and found a fucking stack of fucking comic books doing Lyft one night.
Oh, nice.
Hell yeah, dude.
Was it anywhere near that place that got robbed?
No.
Mile Shit. High Comics?
Nuh-uh.
Just a bunch of comic books covered in blood and glass.
No, it was after one of those Comic-Con shits downtown.
Oh, okay.
And it was crazy because this one dude was sitting up front. He had three U.S. shipping bags. You could fit, 50, 60 comics in each one.
Yeah.
And he had, 6 of them. Well, this dude jumps out at the first stop, and he's like, all right, you guys have fun. Make sure my friends get home safe. And I was like, cool, bro. And the guy goes, I'm going to tip you really nice when you get to where you're going. I was like, cool, bro. And then I told his friends in the back, I was like, yo, your buddy left a bag of comic books up here. And they're like, fuck him, he ain't our buddy.
I don't know that dude.
They're like, we don't know that guy. He bought us a lift home, bud, and fucking took him fucking across town to their hotel.
I think he could afford losing all
I
that.
I was like, fuck, dude, probably. Fine. I sold him all the little Aspie, dude. Little Aspie owned him.
Oh, nice.
No, one night, or I sold some
He's a
of them.
Fucking nerd.
I sold all the Superman ones to the dude at Finn McCool's, the Aaron guy.
I don't know.
You don't know that black dude at Finn McCool's on Friday nights? You never been
dude,
to that?
Dude, that is a different life.
Yeah,
I don't know if I
dude.
Remember anything from last year.
Shit, dude. I hope comedy does come back though, bro.
Yeah.
But and how long have you been doing comedy now?
Since like 2016.
Yeah, in
end of 2016.
When did you come to Denver?
Came to Denver like beginning of 2019, I think it was. Because I was living in the Springs because my brother is in the Army and he's been living out here for a
and
bit.
And you both served, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for your service, both
Thank
of you.
You. Thanks for your support.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Fucking three I don't know about.
Oh, yeah?
And then my older brother and my younger brother.
I might have a younger brother, but he accidentally shot himself in the Hotel 6 on Federal right over here.
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah. Well, he
definitely don't have a younger brother now.
He had the clip. Yeah. Well, they didn't know if, like, my dad and his cousin Ray, dude, they were fucking boning the same chick at the same time.
That's a toss-up.
But, yeah, dude, it's a toss-up. Mexicans all look the same, too, bro. You know what I mean? But, yeah,
even
dude,
the girl, his mom looked the same as them.
Yeah. They're all dogs. No, my cousin Ray, he looks part Jewish because he's got a really big nose.
Oh, okay.
You know?
So, he's got that Mayan genius.
Yeah, dude. Fucking craziness. And where are you from originally?
Montana.
Montana?
I grew up in Billings.
All right. Right on.
On the south side of the Yellowstone River.
All right.
In this shitty little trailer. Fuck. That was like, I did all my growing up in 1 year living with my alcoholic, drug-addicted father in this trailer on the banks of the Yellowstone River. Just learned all the evils of the world and how your family can betray you.
Oh, man. My dad taught me so many good lessons. That's why I'm decent at doing drugs.
Yeah.
I don't want to be as good as he was.
I don't know. He never told me about any of that stuff, but it's just genetic, I guess.
Dude. My dad, it's like back in the day, I remember, it was Little League Baseball, or it was like the probably winter time. My dad got caught with like 8 kilos of coke. So he got arrested. He got sent to jail. He's going to do 3 years because he claimed.
That seems like a very short time.
No, he had a good lawyer, dude. That's he had awesome. Enough money to pay for a good lawyer, bro. That's what it is.
Yeah, because he had 8 kilos.
So he got 3 years. So he got 3 years. He got out 8 months. Fucking 8 months later on good behavior. You know what I mean?
Still had that good lawyer.
And he had the good lawyer, so good behavior, all that shit. They let him out 8 months, dude. And, like, he came to my last baseball game, bro. He caught the bus straight from prison.
Dude, that's awesome.
Fucking right to my last baseball game, dude, up here on 72nd, dude. And that's why my dad's OG, dude. He could do no wrong in my eyes, dude. He fucked up, but he still came to my last baseball game, dude. You know what I mean?
That is real dedication as a father.
But he's a fuck-up, dude. He's a complete fuck-up, dude.
I can deal with that, because my dad was, like, he only really wanted me and my brother so that he could, like, shove it in the face of my mom. Like, they just, every time I see them, it's, like, 8 minutes until they bother me about the other one.
Yeah, see, that's my mom's always, your dad's a piece of shit. I was like, my dad's cool, dude. Fuck you. You know
what
I mean?
He's a fuck up, but he's
a fuck
dad.
Up, but he's a good guy, dude. Yeah, man.
My dad's a fuck up and a bad dad.
Yeah.
Like, when we're with him, he seemed to be present and, like, trying to be a good father, but then he just fucking, he would disappear when I was much younger, when he was still with my mom, and then I didn't see him for, like, 16 years.
It's like, yeah, where were you?
And then I went back and I visited him in Montana, and there was, like, I was at the airport waiting for him to come pick me up, and I saw him walking down the terminal, and I had a very quick moment of, like, intense rage, like, you motherfucker, you did all these horrible things, you didn't care about us, you didn't keep us safe, and it lasted for, like, half of 1 second, and then I was like, oh, I just got all the closure I need, now I need to spend a week with this person I don't care about.
My dad,
and I left early. I went. My grandma gave me a ride to the airport hours early.
This is how me and Phil met. So Phil tells a story about this dude punching him and then spitting in his face.
The weird order of operations.
And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Because not even 4 days before that, my dad just had shoulder surgery. Had rotator cuff surgery.
Yeah.
On his right shoulder, right. So I told him they subscribed to Moxicons. I said, give those to me, dude. You're not taking these. I said, I'm going to bring you a bunch of fucking edibles. And I gave him all my, because I had my med card. I said, here's what I have right now. I had 250 milligram, or it was like 20. I had 3 50 milligram pieces and 6 20 milligram pieces of chocolate. I said, dude, you take these, you're going to sleep good, bro. And he's like, oh, thanks, son. I don't want to take those Oxycontins anyways, bud. And I was like, good.
Yeah.
I was like, they gave him like 12. They gave him 12 Oxycontins. Then he's a fucking drug addict, dude. Yeah. You don't need to be on.
You can't give a drug addict pills.
So I fucking told him, them too much. I said, so just, I'll bring you more edibles tomorrow. So I go over to my grandma's. It's like 2-3 in the afternoon. I walk in. I ask my grandma, where's Big Lou? Oh, he's not here. And I was like, well, where the fuck is he at? And she's like, I don't know. I was like, all right, I'll go find him. So I go down. I'm driving around. I go down by the softball fields, dude. And there he is, dude, with his fucking methed out fucking 28-year-old bitch that only got 14. It's not the bitch that's trying to suck my dick, but it's
that's why you made
14.
That rule.
Yeah, dude.
You don't
want to
be
so,
as big of a fuck up as your dad who you love.
So he's over there smoking crack with this bitch, dude, you know, at the fucking softball. I'm like, what
just
the
watching
fuck?
Kids play.
So it's empty, dude. It's
oh,
like,
is it nighttime?
So, yeah, but the okay. little dog's over there fucking, you know, running around. It's like the little softball field right down the road from it. So I roll up. I said, what the fuck are you doing, dude? He's all, fuck you, bud. And I was like, yo, dude. I was like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Over here smoking crack. He's like, I ain't smoke crack. I was like, I just sat here for 10 minutes and watched you smoke crack, dude. I was like, dude.
It's like holding the pipe. What are you talking about?
Don't lie to me. And then this motherfucker's like, well, fuck you. Give me a ride. I was like, where do you need a ride to? He's like, I need a ride to get my phone. I was like, obviously you don't need a phone to get crack, bud. You don't even need a phone to get crack, dad. I was like, you don't need a fucking phone, bud. I was like, you don't need to waste your fucking money. I was like, you're already wasting your money on crack. You don't need to waste your money on a fucking phone. And I'm talking shit to him. And he goes, let me out of the car. So I let him out of the car. And I said, dude, I pull over. I said, just get back in the fucking car. So this fool winds up with the shoulder. He just fucking had surgery on, dude. And he hits me, bro. And I just tell him.
And it hurt him more than
I
you.
I said, dude, you got marshmallow fist. And he's like, ah, dude. He's all, ah.
That's like,
but then
son, this is going to hurt me more than you.
But then he winds up with the left, bud. And he fucking hits me again. And I go, I just told you you have marshmallow fist, dude. Stop it, dad. Stop
you
before you get hurt,
you,
bro. And then he spits in my fucking face because he knows it's going to get me, bro. And I grab him by his shirt, and he starts, I'm hurt, I'm dying, I'm dying, dude. I was like, you motherfucker, dude. I was like, why do you do shit
like
that,
a crackhead,
dude? You know,
soccer
yeah,
player.
Dude, fuck, dude. Yeah, straight up, dude.
He's fucking whinging.
I'm fucking happy feeling like an asshole, dude. Fuck, bro, what a dick, bro.
So wait, did you say this was the night you met Phil?
No, that was why me and Phil got along so good, because we had the same story.
Oh, okay.
And then I went and asked Phil, I said, hey, Phil, the guy that punched you wasn't a Mexican guy in a Bronco, red shirt or like a Bronco jersey, was it? And he goes, no. And I was like, good, it wasn't my dad. Nice.
At least that.
What kind of, what beer you want?
Let me get one of those Labatt's.
All right.
Lewis is in fucking overalls, like a Steinbeck character.
The spiced beef jerky?
Yeah, let me get a little bit of that. Fucking hospitable as shit, dude.
Yeah, too bad you don't smoke weed.
Yeah, I'm weird. I think I have that thing where, like, I chemically just can't deal with it. I never have fun when I smoke weed.
People are, hyperactive to it, dude. They're hyperallergic.
Yeah, I'm definitely sensitive to it.
No, some people are hyper like that, dude.
I get that thing where, because weed is in this like weird in-between category where it's kind of a hallucinogen, kind of a upper, kind of a downer.
Mm-hmm.
And I get this thing where like I feel like I have post-nasal drip, but it's like constant. It feels like there's just snot running down my throat for like hours, and it just
that's not good. That's not good when you get high on crack, bro.
No, I bet not.
I see people they think something's stuck in their throat, but it's their throat's dumb.
Yeah, I like do that when I'm high, just like I'm trying to clear all the snot out, and it's not even there.
You know, people are dumb, bro. My favorite is people that do lines and then it looks like they're chewing gum. Their jaws all
or
fucking
cribbing,
going like that.
Like a fucking horse.
I go like, I told my homeboy, I was like, let me have a piece of gum. And he'll be like, I ain't got no gum. Like that, dude.
Just flat fucking back teeth.
Hell yeah, dude.
I once got high, because I would smoke weed when I was like in high school, and it didn't fuck with me. And then a little bit when I was not really in college, I was like just shitting around this fucking college campus because I was in a fraternity. And I smoked weed with a bunch of friends of mine, and then we watched Training Day. And like the whole movie, I was like, is he still high on... He's still high on PCP, right? It was like 3 days later in the movie, and I was like, he's still high. He's still wet, right? Like, fucking Denzel's like, you ain't got shit on me. He's like, he's still high for this for sure.
I never smoked PCP all the way.
Not all the way? Just like some other way?
Yeah, I think it was fake PCP.
Oh, yeah. Fuck all those research chemicals and shit.
Yeah, I would never fuck with those synthetics. That shit's all fake, bud.
That's all weird. Fucking the fake weed, the spice shit was like killing people at
one
point.
Yeah, dude,
they kept changing the formula.
I've seen people fucking look all total on that, dude. Like, couldn't even talk or think or nothing.
Yeah. It's not good for you. Just smoke regular weed.
Oh, fuck. I think my mom's home.
Oh, really? It's ding, cool. Ding, ding, ding. You said the magic word.
No, it's her. But I told her it'd be cool.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
This is going to be the best part of the mic.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, no, dude. So, you didn't go to Raymond's mic last night?
Oh, shit, he has a mic?
Yeah, at the Hangover Bar. Did you ever go to the Hangover?
No, I don't think so.
Over there off of 6th to Sheridan, it sucks, bro. No, the bar's
okay,
just
so fine, I missed
the
it.
Bar's just a little bit too hood, bro.
Yeah,
just a little bit too hood.
Yeah, I expect nothing less from Raymond.
Yeah,
that graffiti bar where you couldn't drink on one side of it.
Yeah.
Evening.
Mom, this is O'Shea. O'Shea, that's my mom, Francis.
Nice to meet you.
Where's my baby?
She's locked in the room. I have to, or she barks, mother. And you can't let her out unless you take her right into your room. Yeah, no, that was a weird spot, but it was still a pretty cool spot.
I didn't hate it. Mm-hmm. You could do as much time as you wanted. That was fun.
But, huh? Okay, well then don't talk, mother, if you don't want to be on it. Let your dog out. Yeah, so, but as many mics, there wasn't shit going on this COVID season for mics, bro.
I mean, summer a little bit. I couldn't really get around. I didn't have a vehicle.
Whatchamacallit, I just had Philip Cano on. Did you ever go to that Humor Underground spot?
No, yeah. He's going to start that up soon, right?
Yeah, it's going to start St. Patrick's, so March.
Ah, fucking my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
2 days after, but it's my goddamn birthday.
Yeah, so he'll have it for a full month, 2 days after, or the St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Hell yeah.
But, yeah, man.
That last time I did a mic before COVID was literally on my birthday.
Oh, yeah?
I did King as the night of my birthday and did, like, some storytelling thing. I told a story about when I got hit by that car. It's, like, fucking longer, stupid, fucking, and, yeah, and then the next day, it was like, you can't go anywhere or do anything.
Yeah, no, it was awful, man.
My whole 27th year is a wash.
Well, I was booked, dude. I was booked, like, I was booked every weekend for a full month from April 10th on my birthday on, and I had already did, like, 3 or 4 different shows. Mom, come get your dog. That's why you can't let her out, Francis. Here, this is hot, too. Come get her.
That's because you're eating jerky. Give her some.
Don't matter. Get her. It's too hot. Take her into your room, please.
Shut up.
You don't tell me to shut up. Oh, fuck. My mom's home is brought to you by Slap the Shit Out of You, Lou.
That was some real mom shit.
That's my mom's catchphrase.
She just gave you that fucking look, dude.
My mom will murder everybody.
Oh, she walks like that. She walks like she doesn't take no shit from nobody.
She's the youngest of 4 brothers, dude. She's a girl. Yeah. She's actually a dude. It's like
you got a Caitlyn Jenner mom?
She's Bruce Jenner.
She run real fast.
No, My dad even says this. She's like, I'd rather have your mom and have my back in a fight than any of my homeboys. And I was like, why is that? You know the three-link chains for motorcycle chains?
No, what's that?
It's like a chain stacked three high. Okay. Three-link chain.
Oh, yeah.
She used to have a belt made out of one of those, and she'd take that off.
Oh, that'll rip you the fuck up, dude.
Oh, that'll fuck you up, dude. It's like one of those plastic snakes from back in the day, dude.
My mom was that same thing. She was a boxing champion.
Yeah.
She did Tough Woman and won in like
2004.
And she couldn't go back to Montana for like 7 years because she had warrants from beating dudes up in bars.
Jesus.
Like 6'2", 200-pound guys just wrecked their shit. And she had to go to court, and I had to go with her and wait in the fucking lobby so she could clear her warrants.
My mom's tough as shit, dude. I don't fuck with her, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I was like,
I never would. That's why I was really polite when she came in.
Whatchamacallit? For Christmas, tall guy and little Trey were over here.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, Mom, remember when I got blood on my John Elway jersey? And she's like, oh, fuck that fucking story. I ain't telling that story. I was like, tell the story. And she's like, they called me. They called me at work saying my son got in a fight. That was their first mistake, calling me at work.
Wait till the end of the fucking day. I'm gonna take a sick day halfway through, you motherfucker.
So then she gets to the school, and the principal's like, "Oh, your son said something really wrong to Bobby," and Bobby's like my second cousin, dude. He's my cousin's cousin. And my mom goes, "What did he say?" And the principal goes, "Oh, I can't repeat it." And my mom goes, "What did you say?" And I was like, "I said, it's not my problem that fucking my dad fucked his mom." And my mom goes, it's not his problem, and it's not my problem that his dad fucked his mom neither. So
kids say the darndest things.
My mom's like, the problem is you got fucking blood on that jersey. Is that your blood? I was like, no, it's his blood. And she goes, get your ass in the fucking car. And when I'm walking out, I told the principal, like, Mutombo, I was like, I told you not to call my mom. I told you not to call my mom, motherfucker. I waved my finger at the principal, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I got one over on the principal. I told him, too, bro. I was like, you better call my dad back or no. I want to call my mom.
My mom did that same kind of shit. I got in trouble for some bullshit. Someone started a rumor, and then it got blamed on me. It was dumb. But I was in the middle school office waiting on her, and then my mom walked in. She's this fucking big, burly Native American lady, and I'm this fucking Irish white little piece of shit, fatso. And the woman at the reception was like, can I help you? And I was like, yes, I'm here to pick up my son, she said, pointed at me, and she's like, that's your son? And she's like, yeah, we can have white babies now. Isn't that something? And she was about to fucking, like, call the news on that school and just, like, have a field day. And I wasn't in trouble after that.
Are you sure, ma'am?
Ma'am, are you sure you're not just a firewater addicted psycho just walking into this? We should get back to the res.
Are you sure you're not trying to steal white kids for reparations and shit?
And I just didn't want to be in trouble, so I just went on with it.
I remember running out of the high school. The campus officer found papers on me, and it's like a week before graduation, dude.
Yeah.
So papers? Yeah, illegal? Papers, dude. Yeah, dude.
Jesus. They wouldn't give a fuck about that in New Hampshire.
That, and we all smell like weed, bro. We all smell incriminating. Like motherfucker, dude. So they found papers on us, and the campus officer goes into the little office next to his office with one of my buddy's parents, and then he goes like this. He's all, Chris Lamory, please stay in this office right here. Lewis, please go to the front office, to the principal's office.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, all right. So I wait for him to go into that other office and close the door. I had three hats that he had taken from me through the whole year, right? I fucking grabbed his three hats, and Chris goes, that one's mine. So I grabbed Chris's hat, And I fucking go and I just fucking run out of the building, dude. And when homeboy's in the office telling or trying to talk shit to the homeboy Chris, and I'm running by the window, he's pointing at me like that, dude, through the window. He's like, Martinez, like that. I can just hear him screaming, dude.
Fucking, you're
like,
your
yeah,
own
dude.
Animal House.
I'm fucking running, whoa, 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 dude. And yeah, I got suspended for 3 days, dude. I had to go take every one of my finals tests after school was out.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't be on school grounds during the school day. So I had to go to each one of my teachers every day of my suspension and take my final and shit, dude. It was stupid, bro. Sucks. I can't believe I still graduated.
I don't think I've ever ran from, like the school security. I definitely haven't ran from the cops before. But I remember, like, kind of a running away from the cops story is on prom night. I had just come back because I had a boxing match on my prom night for my high school. And this girl was like, we should go to prom. I was like, fucking sure. And then she was like, I just want to go with my friends. I was like, fuck you. I'm not going. I'm doing this boxing match. And then the night of, she was like texting me like, oh, my friend's got dates and I don't have anyone to go with. I was like, bitch, you should have made up your mind. And I go to the boxing match. This guy's like 6 inches shorter than me. And like 30 pounds lighter. So he like ate an entire Subway sandwich and tried to drink a gallon of water. And the officials saw him do it. They're like, no, you're going to puke all over the ring. This is an expensive mat. So this boxing match is called off. So I was like, fuck. I skipped my prom. There's not even a reason to have done this. So all my friends come pick me up from the ice rink that we're having a hockey or a fucking boxing match where they usually play hockey. And, they picked me up in this big, like, my friend had this big ass Tahoe with like two back seats and then still room in the back.
Yeah, we had one of those for
sure. The whole back was filled with alcohol covered with a blanket. And we had taken a couple of nips off a bottle because we were going to some guy's backyard. This guy, Jarek Caldwell, he's a piece of shit. My brother almost killed him 2 years later. And we go up, try to like take this dirt road behind his house. So we could park in the woods and go and party at, like, a big bonfire because we're a bunch of fucking woods kids. Like, partying never happened at anyone's house. It was always in the woods. And
smart.
We go out down the dirt road, and we see a cop car parked angled, like, so no one can get by. And there are these two big ditches, so we can't even pass him. So we're like, fuck, get out of here, dude. The party got busted up. And then we tried to back up and turn around, but his back right wheel fell into the ditch, made a giant fucking crash noise, and he's like, fuck, dude, go! And then he, like, peeled out and tried to drive out, and then a cop stopped us on the main road from the dirt road. And I was in the passenger seat, and there's, like, fucking five of us in this thing, and the cop stopped us and then asked for his license registration. I handed him the registration from the glove box, and he went around the car, like, looking in all of our eyes and, like, asking us a bunch of questions. And for some reason, just me and my friend Nick, the two tallest kids in the car, he was like, have you been drinking tonight? And I was like, no, what are you talking? I didn't even bring alcohol. And meanwhile, this little kid, Alex, is, like, 5'2". He's got his hand over the blanket to make sure that the blanket doesn't, like, fall off, and he sees this mountain of alcohol in the back. And then the guy goes all the way around the car, talks to everybody, and he's like, all right, well, you kids are free to go, but be careful. There's a lot of cops out. You know how it's prom night. And he just lets us fucking go. And we were probably the most, like, incriminated children on the road that night.
I remember I was, one of the drunkest times I ever been. I had just moved out of my dad's, moved back into my mom's hair.
Yeah.
And my ex-girlfriend calls me. And she's all, my mom's boyfriend smacking her. And then all I hear is the dude go, get off that phone, bitch. And fucking, and then she goes, he's hitting me. So I was like, fuck. I was like, she's not my girlfriend, but I better go help her. I'm like 22. I've been drinking all fucking night long, dude. It's like 3 a.m, dude.
Shit.
And I said, fuck it. So I go over there, dude. And the mom just called the cops. Dude's outside acting all crazy, dude. About to hit my ex-girlfriend again, dude. So I grab his arm. He swings on me. I beat him up, bro. He gets up. He gets up, tries to swing on me again. I beat him up again. Fucking, I'm standing on his neck. The cops get there. The cops go, let him up. I let him up. The guy swings on me. I knock him out for a third time. The cops arrest him, set him up against the hood. He comes at me and tries to headbutt me. And I just uppercut him and knock him out for a fourth time.
Jesus.
So.
Bringing up lung and trouble for you.
I'm drunk as fuck, dude. And the cops are like, are you all right, sir? And I was like, dude, I'm just trying to help my ex-girlfriend out, man. And the cops are like, you ain't even getting no pussy for this? And I was like, I don't know, am I? And Moni's like, nah, we're broke up. You can't stay here. I was like, looks like I'm going home, you guys. And the cops,
they threw it to her. They're like, the cops, are you getting pussy tonight? Wink, wink.
So it was an
trying
no-go.
To help you out.
So it was an no-go. So then I drive home, and I'm not even playing, dude. I turn right here on my block, bro, and I park right where you are, but the opposite way.
Yeah.
And the fucking cherries pop on, dude. The cops fucking turn up. And they're like, are you okay? And I was like, hey, man, I just left an altercation over here with you fellas. And they're like, you smell like a drunk skunk. And I was like, dude, I just left an altercation over here, bro. Call your buddies and ask them. They're like, yeah, this guy says he just had an altercation on Kachara Street. And they're like, oh, is that Louie?
Is that Lou Dog?
Yeah, we just pulled Louie over. And they're like, ah, oh, he's cool. Let him go inside and sleep.
Louie.
They let me there, but the cops let me go, dude, because I fucking banged up that fucking crackhead motherfucker, dude.
That's funny.
Fucking beat him up, too, bro. But I got, I never been in high-speed chase, but I've gone away. Like, I know some dumb criminals, dude.
Yeah.
And not just my dad, like,
I know some dumb non-criminals. So I would constantly get pulled over with my friend Jake, who was the son of a cop in town, and his cop had been a cop. His dad had been a cop for, like, 20 years, so he fucking knew everyone. Yeah. So every time he would get pulled over in the driver's seat, nothing would happen. He would get a ticket, maybe. Like, I remember him drunk driving all around this little shitty small town in New Hampshire, and we got pulled over twice, and both times they let us go. Because he's like, oh, any relation to fucking Bill blank his last name? And, no. And he's like, yeah, that's my dad. And they're like, you're free to go.
Cops are the biggest gang.
Cops are...
They're the biggest
they
gang,
are
for sure,
not at all enforcing the law. It's ridiculous.
What are they doing over there at the Capitol building right now, though, dude?
Fucking nothing.
I heard they shot somebody already.
The cops did?
Yeah. The.
I feel like that was the Secret Service. That was in the rotunda.
Was that in the rotunda?
That was in the big
and
round
they
room.
They tear gassed the rotunda.
Yeah, dude. Did they? Fuck, I didn't even hear about
that. Yeah, they tear gassed. They made everybody put their mask on.
I was watching all these fucking bicycle cops get their shit kicked in behind the metal barrier.
Yeah, dude.
That shit was ridiculous.
No, what was crazy?
It's like, I don't like that the Republicans are storming the building, but I do like seeing the cops.
Yeah,
getting
I
shit
do like
in.
Getting the cops.
I do like seeing these
I do like
ass
seeing
yellow jacket
how,
bike cops.
I like how seeing how, dude, it's like watching Game of Thrones, dude. Okay, BLM, those are the cats with the paper armor.
Yeah,
and they're running in and fucking acting crazy and dumb. Dude, did you see how they stormed the Capitol today? They fucking used the barricades as fucking ladders, bro.
Yeah.
How
like
smart is that?
Climbing on the ladders. And then
these guys are kind of smarter than the BLM, bro.
They had ladders built into the fucking wall.
Yeah, dude. So they used the barriers
the shitty
for
castle.
Ladders to get into their shitty fucking ladder castle, bro.
Yeah.
It's just got a bunch of ladders on the side. You're right, bro. But
dude, I saw this one guy hopping when they broke that window and started climbing in. I saw this one guy. He had all the fucking military gear. He was like dressed in the fucking new OD green fucking army suit. And then he had on the like tight shirt that you wear under your body armor. so that you're still in uniform while you got armor on. And he just was a fat, schlubby. Like, if he was in front of me, I could grab both of his love handles and fucking pull on him.
So
like,
you're saying Stolen Valor.
Stolen Valor is fucked. That guy's either a dude who just, like, found an army surplus store and wanted to be all gung-ho.
Stolen Valor. Stolen Valor,
fucking
bro.
Fucking boob boy douche. Or he's one of these reservists that, like, every time he shows up, everyone's like, fuck, I wish he had missed this month. This piece of shit. He's like this guy I knew in the army called Bon Bon.
Oh, man.
You ever know a guy who just, whether it's work or school, he shows up and he just smells bad?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, he was that fucking guy.
And actually, he turned out to be a cool guy after high school.
Yeah.
But there's this dude, Ryan Egan, bro.
Just did not get along.
And he stunk, bro. And, like, it turned out it was, like, a glandular thing. Like, his glands were fucked up.
Oh, he had, like, halitosis or some shit like that. I mean, you can't blame that. Sometimes I get bad.
But he's a cool guy.
That thing where you sweat like a motherfucker.
Shout out to Ryan Egan, dude. He was a dope goalie. He played soccer. He should be playing for the Colorado Rapidos or a coach or something.
Something.
But he ended up just getting drunk with us and shit, being a cool guy.
That's cool. No. I never like learned someone was cool after high school. I just learned they're even bigger of a douche than I thought they were.
I forget who it was. It was someone was saying, "Yeah, we thought we were." I think it was Rob Zombie. He's all, "Yeah, I thought we were losers in high school until all the cool jocks and all those guys came up to us the day of graduation, and they're like, hey, bro, where do you get your cool clothes at? I want to dress cool when I go to college."
They just
stuff,
had a little
dude,
breakfast
you know?
Club moment
yeah,
right
dude,
at the end.
Yeah, bro. It's like, what, dude? You know, nobody's cool, bro, in high school, dude. Nobody
here
knows
we are,
what's bro.
A princess, a basket case, a jock, and a schizophrenic psycho, yeah.
That's like, yeah, so the craziest example is me and the homeboy Andy Higdon, we played football together. High school or like middle school and high school, you know what I mean? Big old white dude. We used to call him Goose, but Andy Higdon goes by something else now. Robert, you know, he goes by Rob or whatever he goes by now. But he got with the dorky tall chick Darcy, dude, from high school that I used to help her with her math.
Nice.
Like, and she'd help me with,
she was a
like,
dork. She can do
yeah,
her own math?
No, she's a language arts dork, bro.
Oh,
no,
she's a writing
dude,
dork.
I was the fucking math.
But you were the guy that knew how to flip
king,
fucking
bro.
Packs.
I was the math king, bro, dude.
You know how to
fucking
subitize
fucking
help, bricks real
help,
quick.
Dude, I finished my fucking, my, what is it, pre-algebra book?
Yeah.
Like, the pre-algebra class. I finished that whole book in a week and a half, dude.
You're like those kids in Gridiron Gang. They're like, if you have one brick and you sell a guy two bricks, how many bricks can you get in 24 hours?
Yeah, no, dude, like fucking straight up, bro. I was dope at math. But like the nerdiest chick got with the football dork like right after high school. And then we all ended up going to go see Rage Against the Machine in San Francisco, dude.
Dude, nice.
You know what I mean? So I was like, I remember being in class with you and then going and playing football with you, dude. And I was like, and you guys never would talk to each other, never knew each other. And now you guys are fucking about to have a kid. And then they have a kid the next year after shit. That and shit. You know what I mean? It is fucking weird, bro. But like, you don't talk to nobody from high school? I really don't.
My buddy Nick, the guy that was in the car with me.
Oh, yeah?
He was me and him were the only two that the cop asked if we were drunk. I still know him. He's like got a girlfriend now. He had his great aunt had this like trailer that was on his land that his dad owned, and he like built it all back up and ripped out all the shitty cabinets and stuff. And then he also built a cabin in the back of that land, cut down all these fucking trees. He's like doing really well for himself. He had his own landscaping business.
And that's up in Montana,
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Yeah, I moved around all as a kid. I was born in Montana, but I lived in Seattle and Daytona Beach and I think somewhere in like either North or South Carolina, but I don't even remember it.
Yeah.
I kind of settled in New Hampshire.
We did a couple Target stores in Seattle, dude. Seattle was always cool to me, bro.
Seattle was it was a shithole. That place was bad for a long time.
They had the best Thai food and fucking Chinese food ever over there in Seattle, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because like, it's right next to the fucking water, so they got good sushi and shit.
Dope, bro. Everything was dope there, dude.
Probably good crabs because they're up in the Arctic Circle.
No, we went
Alaska and shit.
We went grabbing
not Seattle but
clams or whatever, dude. Fucking right out the thing, bro. You go into the fucking mud bogs and pull them motherfuckers out, bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
That was the first time I ever seen the ocean was in Seattle and then in fucking in Oregon.
Yeah, because you're fucking, you're a Colorado kid.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm born and raised here, bro. Fuck. I can't. I love the mountains too much, dude.
I do love the mountains.
I love Cali. I like the ocean, all that shit, dude. Like San Diego. I like the
deserts in Cali. They're fucking beautiful. You know,
like Palm Springs is dope, bro.
Yeah.
San Diego's nice. At least the beaches don't smell like crackhead piss, bro. LA sucks, dude. LA and then anywhere north of there is too cold to fucking surf. But like Southern Cali, dude, down to Mexico.
You ever been to San Jose? I got a buddy in San Jose.
Oh, San Jose is nice too, bro. I got a homeboy in La Mirada, dude, right outside of LA.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
I slept on the streets of Ventura one night.
Oh yeah.
Because I was I went to LA after I like finished basic training, and I went to like Odd Future Carnival. But before that, I went up to Ventura just for another show because I got tickets for both. I was just alone. I was just fucking having a wild time. And I like made friends with these like fucking 16-year-old kids because it's Odd Future, music for children. And I was a little baby boy, 19-year-old idiot. And I was trying to get a ride back with them. And they, like, kind of turned on me as the night went on. And they're like, who's this fucking adult that keeps following us around? And so they just left me there. The trains weren't running for another 6 hours. So we went down to the beach where the fucking Amtrak station was. And I, like, stuffed a bunch of newspapers in my clothes, like, day after tomorrow. And just slept on a bench.
Oh, man.
I had, like, fucking $24 in Sacagawea coins. And, like, I got bored, so I started walking around. And I just left those fucking gold dollar coins for homeless people, like a homeless fucking treasure hunt.
Nah, man, we killed it. That's like we did a store in Lemon Grove in San Diego, bro, and that was one of the funnest fucking 3 months of my life, dude. Like chilling down there, we'd go down to the beach. One of the oldest head shops in America is right there by Sunset Cliffs, dude. Nice. And Loma Point. Dude, that shit was fucking tight down there in San Diego. We did frisbee golf with like this dude that was ranked second nationally frisbee golf champion, bro.
Dude, nice.
At Balboa Park, dude. San Diego was fucking sick, dude. It was tight as fuck, dude. I had fun down there, bro. But like I've traveled a lot, dude. It's just like you can't do it for fun, bro, unless you're fucking rich, bro.
Well, it depends on what your situation is. My roommate's dad is like, he kind of went off the books and he works under the table now.
Oh, yeah. Because
he got fired from some job a few years ago. And he just travels back and forth from Oregon, I think it is.
Yeah.
I can't remember what lake. His buddy is like a fucking multimillionaire construction owner. And he just goes up there and he fixes this guy's cabins that he just bought. And then he flies back down here. And he lives in this fucking little, garage down in the Springs when he's not in Oregon. And he just fucking does construction and hangs out. And he doesn't make a ton of money, but he gets to travel all he wants.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's how you do it.
Yeah. That's why I want to get land. Eventually, I want to, like, buy some cheap land or, like, a trailer on some land and... Because I'm a vet, so I can get really good deals on mortgages.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to have some place that I can have in Colorado. And if I want to, like, tour around in a van and do shows. Yeah, there's
all kinds of shit. Like, a lot of vets don't get it, dude. They're set up. You're set up to win, bro, dude, a lot of times. But a lot of people don't take advantage of that shit, dude. Or they don't know about the shit, bro.
Yeah.
Is what's crazy. Like,
if you have a goal, like, just this past year, me and Nyland have the goal of getting some land in Colorado, just some land that will eventually just probably quickly pay off because we'll just be able to work under the table and fucking lie to the government about our taxes.
There's spots everywhere, bro.
Yeah, just have this land, go in with it with a couple of people, and they'll be there while we go around and tour and only have to pay like property tax. Mm-hmm. And
hell yeah.
Colorado is a great place to fly out of. It's the cheapest round trips is from DIA. And so, also just get a touring van and do the fucking up and down the mountains and shit.
Do you think comedy's coming back?
Hell yeah, dude.
It
was
way.
Running the whole time during COVID.
I
People
know,
were doing
I did
fucking
my,
parking lot shows.
I did my first headline gig during COVID, bro.
Yeah. I headlined down in the Springs in 2019.
Oh, yeah?
Just a fun little, like, half-hour thing.
Where at? At the
Gold Camp? Lounge?
All right, I know where.
Yeah, Gold Camp was good. It's completely somewhere else now, that show.
I talked to Kate Struppel. She's doing that 38. Over there by the Blue Moon place and by where?
Oh, yeah, that's where...
it's right across the street. No, it's across the street
Tall
from...
Tall Redhead used to do that show.
No, it's across the street from where Homeboy used to do that
show. Sure, yeah, but I know the area.
Yeah, you know the area, but it's a little outdoor venue, dude. I went and seen nice. Derek Stroop and Zach Moss, bro, and
nice.
Salmazaki. Dude, Zach Moss is...
Why don't
a fucking
you do? You
killer,
have that
bro.
Fucking little shed out back of Brews. You could do a monthly show.
Yeah, I'm planning on that, dude. I'm checking in. We got the open mic going. I kind of want to get the open mic going on a Thursday.
Do you have a budget at all for that show so you can pay headliners?
That's what we're working on, bro. Because we have been bringing a lot of people in, dude, and it's just getting better, bro.
Yeah.
People want to go out.
I fucking
out.
Love that mic, dude.
People want to go out and do open mics. People just want to go out, period.
Yeah,
like,
all the people that
I
like show
going,
up for your show that aren't comics, they just sit there. Like, even when people don't do
yeah.
well, they just like, well, I'm happy to be out.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
nice
like
to do
Jeremiah
something.
The other week. Were you there when Jeremiah clowned on that Tinder date?
That was so much
dude,
fucking
that
fun.
Dude, that
was
the
so
funniest,
great.
Dude. That was great. But, yeah.
I can finally drag Nylon out to Mike's because he just went down in shifts at the liquor store.
Yeah, and the same thing. That's like, man, I was going to the Comedy Lounge, Ben Cronenberg's mic in the alley behind Tracks.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty much the only thing going on that. And now that I know about the 38... All you got to do is reserve a table and go fucking see a showcase, dude. It's so easy.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't you go do that? But, like, there's stuff around, and I think it's going to get better.
People
I
are
mean,
fucking sick of staying
dude,
in,
dude,
it's going to explode. When everyone gets the vaccine, it's going to explode.
In Old Town Arvada, there's a few spots that have the whole street closed down. And they're saying this is going to be permanent.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
So if that is true,
New
you
York
don't...
had a fucking, like, a golden era after the first, like, once they relaxed it. They just let everyone that owned a business on the street take up the parking spots.
Yeah.
And you could just basically walk around with a beer in the street, like, we're
yeah,
in Europe
so
or something.
Yeah, so if they start doing that, if they start, like, I talked to a few spots in Old Town Arvada, and I'm planning on trying to showcase out there, but... We still need more open mics. I might do two open mics a week, bro.
Shit,
that's a lot. If Arvada rolls through,
dude,
but
I was
we
losing
need
my
them,
mind
bro.
Just doing nowhere.
And
every week.
And it's right off the light rail. You catch the light rail from downtown or wherever, fucking right out to fucking Arvada. You don't have to drive. Or there's the parking garage right there across the street from all these spots.
Nice.
You know what I mean? But I think comedy's gonna come back, bro. Like.
Yeah.
Blush and Blue is next Wednesday.
It's
and then
nature
this,
heals itself,
this Friday is Brews off of Colfax. And shit, dude, I just hope fucking... Did you go to Lincoln Station Monday?
No, yeah,
I didn't get to make it up there. I was giving plasma. I should have went to plasma today.
Dude,
what
goddamn
time is it? Hey, can you give
Samaritan,
me a ride to plasma
dude.
Real quick? No, nah, thanks for coming, O'Shea. Anything else you want to provide?
Listen to Chapel Perilous. I'm on that.
Oh,
a lot.
Yeah. I heard your Chapel Perilous with you and Tall Guy.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. That goddamn, that fucking, the presidential election specials were crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that. And then me and Nylon are trying to do a podcast called Dog Lawyer.
Dog Lawyer?
We
are
just
you
fuck
guys
around.
Lawyers or what?
No.
I know a lot about law,
do...
bro. I know a lot about law.
Oh, I bet you
I
do.
Know my rights, bro.
I know you do.
Fucking
you come off the curb. That's your fault,
dude. So I got pulled over with Kyle Berman in the car, right?
Yeah.
And my car door don't.
He is
only
just a
open.
Fucking
and
arresting.
My thing only opens this much, right? My window.
Yeah.
And my car don't open from the outside. So the lady goes and writes me a ticket for a light out or some defective vehicle. And then she goes, could you open the door to sign the ticket? I say, sure. And so I open the door, I sign the ticket. She gives me my everything back. I close the door. And then she goes, Mr. Martinez, can I search your car? I said, no, ma'am, you already gave me a ticket. This altercation's over.
What?
And she goes, can I search your car? I say, ma'am, do I need to call my lawyer? Because it sounds like you're questioning me. And then she goes like this. She goes, all right, well, it sounds like you know your rights. So have a good day. And I was like,
sounds
oh,
like
shit.
Sounds like you know your rights.
And then she's I drive away.
One over on you.
I had a black spoon right there in my door. I was like, no, you can't, you can't search my car, lady,
no,
you crazy
you
ass bitch. But right on, thanks for coming.
Hell yeah, dude.
We did an hour. We're out of here. Oh, fuck, my mom's home. She just let the dog out. She's going to start hollering at us. So
probably.
We
dog
gotta
lawyer.
Go. All
figure
right.
it out.
Dog lawyer.
It's not
Chapel
out
Perilous. Everything's on the Spotify or wherever you find your podcast at. Peace out.